Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Final hour of Men in Woods on the first day of Men in Woods 2026. How many shows did you say we were probably going to do this year?
I had it last night.
God willing.
Hang on. Yeah, God willing. Again, promise to no one.
I can give you all the updates.
Give us the stats.
Let's see.
Here we go. 261 weekdays in 2026. So I said about 240.
Minus the holiday break and a couple of days here or there. About 240 shows. Yeah, 200. Is that what we did last year, Paul?
We did 236.
Okay, so around 240 shows.
So I had, I'm not going to be taking as much vacation this year.
We did 242 in 2024.
So with 241 shows, 4-hour shows, 964 hours of fresh, original, one-of-a-kind content.
So you texted that last night, and I go,
freaked you out, didn't I?
Don't tell me how many hours we have to
do. Did not like that at all.
Well, the good news now is...
1 hour is hard enough.
Benny, the good news now is it's only 961.
Three down.
961 to go. 961 to go. Okay? It'll be good. It'll be fine. You're really good at this.
The tier ones seem obsessed with this whole chairman bend.
Oh, no. We're going to do this live on the radio. We did it on the live stream.
They wonder what happened. I haven't done anything other than put headphones on, but it's just they see my hair looks like Chairman Mao is what is what the consensus was during the break.
You didn't have to bring this up. I thought we'd just do it for the live stream, and now you're going to tell the whole...
Well, everyone's confused now that it wasn't on the live stream. Why do they keep talking about Chairman Ben?
You're going to have to go back and watch the live stream.
You got
to
go back and watch the live stream, I guess, or we could do it again here. Paulie, do you have the pictures handy? Paulie's pulling them up right now.
Yeah, this was New Year's Eve. We do our annual show breakfast.
Yes.
And so we met up that morning. We took a picture.
Yeah.
Year 8
nice
loading.
Nice picture of us, I thought.
Yeah, sitting on the streets of Encinitas.
Yeah, having breakfast at
Hard Scrabble streets of Encinitas, California.
Yeah.
And then Kay in our Ben and Woods Discord said something along, I don't have the exact text, but something along the lines of, like, I've never noticed this before, but, like, why does Ben's haircut look like Mao Zedong.
Mao Zedong.
Without the receding
without the part. The recession.
We zoomed in and we go, holy, they holy. Are, that is pretty spot on.
Yep. You have.
I couldn't even deny there is a bit of a resemblance due to the. I don't know what you'd call it. It's the side flaps, maybe? On that I get on the hair, the side flaps.
It's the side flaps, yes.
All I can say is the next time I go to my barber, we're going to have a conversation. I may need that picture texted to me just to make sure he knows what we're dealing with here.
You got it.
Oh, my God.
K-Laws, I want to thank you for the greatest comment of all time. It laid me out.
Give us it, so much to laugh about.
Yeah, so you have this, it's almost like, we both have weird hair. My hair's very kinky.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell us more.
It's kind of kinky, and yours, you got a little curl to it.
Yeah, it's got body.
It's got body,
yeah,
I guess.
It's got body.
It is thick. It's very thick.
But it's there's something about the sides that grow really well right here.
It's like wings or something.
Yeah,
like,
there we go.
And it really does look like Chairman Mao's hair. Yes, it looks like... Now, I don't have it, right? Like, because I push mine down,
well,
and
I blend it.
I tell my guy.
Product and I try to, but it just wants to grow a lot right there.
So have him cut it shorter, but
I know.
You're going to have kind of the Woods haircut of like more faux hawky.
You can't go too short though, because my head shape's not great, so I need the hair to cover the.
You think that
the lumpy head?
Do you have bulbs that come out of your head?
Somewhat bulbous head on the side here.
Is that why hats don't look great on you?
I think
is because
so.
Of your Chairman Mao head? Here's the thing that freaked me out. Is that if you...
Combine the two together.
The side-by-side is laying me out of these two.
Oh, my God.
If you start to lose your hair in the front, you're dead.
I know.
I mean,
I know.
You're going to look just like Chairman Mao.
I mean, I'm going to be on TV tonight as an anchor. What am I just...
You need to go get a haircut today.
I don't think I'm going to have time. I just need extra product. And I really got
to
mat it down.
I can't wait to watch the news tonight. I cannot wait. I need everybody to watch. It's Channel 10.
Yeah, that is
state television.
State television, Channel 10.
Ben's talking UCSD basketball.
State television. So, yes, there's some Frankenstein's monster in there for sure. Yes, if you're having a hard time wrapping your head around what it actually looks like. You're on what times?
4, 5, 6, 7, 11. Well, a lot. Just
4, 5.
Sometime in the evening when you're at home, there's a better than not chance that I'm on television.
The Woods family will be tuning in. You can rest assured.
Ben, the guy that's doing your hair doesn't really know what they're doing.
He does.
Juan does a really good job. I go to a real barber. I do, but maybe he just needs to see the picture to see how
it
grows in a little bit.
Take it to him.
Yeah.
And because I don't see it when you get a haircut.
Right.
But then those flaps start to grow.
It's after it grows in. He does a great job at the beginning. It's just the way it grows is problematic.
You know what that's going to mean? You're going to have to get haircuts more often, which sucks.
Yeah, it's an expense and a time that I don't really have.
If I could pay $1,000 for a haircut, it would last me all year.
Ooh,
I would do it.
What a great idea.
It's a great concept, but it's impossible. But, all right, so Ray says you need to get it tapered. You need to get it tapered.
I do get it somewhat tapered.
Say fade the sides, fade it.
More.
More than
they already do. Sounds good.
So Chairman Ben is a decent nickname, I think. I do think it's a decent nickname, Chairman. Chairman is a great nickname.
Chairman's not bad in and of itself.
Like Frank Sinatra was chairman of the board.
Yes.
But you're Chairman Mao. I don't know that that's great. You didn't have to bring that up. I didn't even want you to, but
fine.
You did.
Paulie, take it away.
Before we get to the round report, we actually got to do our biggest fan. We're 5 minutes.
Sorry.
That's
New
right.
Year,
first
already
day.
Made my first mistake of the year.
I know this guy.
It is time for our biggest fan announcement.
I'm very excited.
I have no doubt
person.
That we'll get this call in the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973. If you hear your name right now, you will qualify for our grand prize and call us back. 20 tickets, a night in the Odyssey Suite at a Padres game catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. And this morning's biggest fan is Jeffrey West from San Diego. Jeff, you are on the clock, 833-288-0973. Good luck, and keep your names coming by registering at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Paulie?
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report.
with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Happy 2026, gentlemen.
Happy 2026.
Missed you guys.
Missed you too.
Missed the Reindel Report.
Missed it very much.
All right, let's get right into it here. We will start off. I saw this story a couple of days ago. Anytime a story circulates on, you know, the usual suspects, social media, the internet, you got to kind of double check everything now. And I believe this happened, but it's always one of those, hey, we're going to roll with this as if it is
okay,
true.
Throw it out there. And
do you guys remember, I don't remember exactly when in the year it was. Sometime during the baseball season, there was a story about the Pittsburgh Pirates
yes.
and the Bucko Bricks.
The Bricks.
They like renovated a section of
tore
PNC
down all the
Park.
Bricks that they had paid for, like fans had
yeah.
paid to have engraved
when the stadium
and dedicated.
Was, yeah, exactly.
And then threw them away or
they, like,
something?
Just
they found them in a
them.
Dumpster?
Yeah.
yeah.
They
great.
Just they demolished the area. They got rid of all the bricks. And all these people are like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
my grandpa's not here anymore, and we made this brick together 30 years ago
Dude,
or whatever.
We've got one at Petco Park. I'd lose my mind if I found out they ended up in a dumpster
it's
somewhere.
Like, hey, if you want to renovate, that's fine, but
move
save
my bricks.
The bricks and move
yeah.
them or something.
Yeah, they're
something.
All there in the entry plaza.
So
yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
So people were very upset, and somebody sent this over to me on New Year's Day. And this guy wrote, I have no idea who is right and who is wrong or what the email form said, but I just received perhaps the most hilarious text I've ever received in my life. And the text that he got says, so you remember the infamous Pirates bricks? My partner had one made for his grandfather 20 plus years ago and it was destroyed. The Pirates sent him an email asking him to remember what it said, so that they could look up in their files and replicate the brick form, because
okay.
they have been doing that. They've been creating replicas. They have it in a system.
Yep.
Whatever you wrote on the original brick, you'll get it back.
And by the way, I don't think anybody cares about the originality of the brick, as long as I still
so.
Have my brick with
it's
my...
brick. It's a brick.
It's a brick, right?
Exactly. So they could look it up in their files to replicate the brick for him. His response was, I'm unsure it had William Bradford's name on it, his grandfather.
Okay.
This is the brick that he got in the mail on Tuesday, and sure enough, the brick says, quote, unsure, but it had
oh
William Bradford's
God.
Name on
oh
it.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, this can't be real, this cannot
so,
be real.
I think that's fake, come
gotta
on.
Gotta be fake.
I don't know, he followed up with this and said, talk to the Pirates, an outside service handles these fulfillments, and the Pirates are working with the recipient and will correct the, you know, right this wrong. It sounds like some company, they hired a third-party company, probably used AI to, it was an AI chatbot or something, you know, okay,
yeah.
what was your grandfather's name?
I'm
I'll
unsure,
look it up.
But it had William Bradford's name.
And they
name
took
on.
Verbatim what he replied and put it onto a brick and sent it to him.
It's the most Pirates, I mean, it's, that could happen to the Padres a few years back, you know, it's something that could happen. It could happen to anybody.
What did the brick say? I'm unsure.
It
had his, this is the name that was on there. And that's what they put on the
I
brick.
Guess, I mean, if you ever go to a restaurant and, like, there's, like, seven misspellings on the menu.
Yeah, it makes me insane.
It drives me it absolutely me crazy.
Yep.
But, obviously, things get misprinted all the time, and it's not that easy to correct them, so.
Oh, that's good. I'm unsure, but it had William Bradford's name on it, is what the brick says.
It's kind of amazing.
It's really incredible. I would keep that.
They have to keep that one, right?
You keep that, for sure.
Hopefully get the new one, but
no,
you
I tell them to
that.
Put that in. That would be like your point
yes.
of viewing if you went to PNC. Like, I got to find the,
sure.
the Bill Bradford brick, dude. Put it in. I actually want my wife to get a new one from his unsure, but it's got Stephen Wood's name on it. Oh, it's brilliant. That is brilliant. What a great story.
Not bad, right?
That's not bad at all.
All right. Let's see here. I had another story that I think we're just going to hold on to for now because we got a couple of updates on some breaking news in sports stories that we've talked about. First, congratulations to Aztec star BJ Davis, the really going to be like the sixth man of the year. He should probably be starting more, but he was named the Mountain West Player of the Week. That happened just a few minutes ago. And also, in our last segment, we talked about Black Friday in the NFL. We have another one to add. The Cardinals have fired their head coach, Jonathan Gannon, after his third season. Never went well for them.
One of those organizations that you forget about sometimes, right? You forget that the Cardinals exist.
They had a couple of good seasons with Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
But other than that.
But they're... since then, do they even jump into your head?
Kyler Murray's not a good. I mean.
Do they ever jump in your head? Like, I wonder what the Cardinals are up to. Not much.
They're just that other team in like the NFC West.
Yeah.
We'll be living right by their stadium for a few days.
Yeah, we will.
This week.
Yeah, right by there.
It's true.
Okay.
All right. And then finally.
Don't do this to me. Why are you starting the year off like this?
So, all right. We joked about it. I think this was on the air. We joked about it towards the end of last year in December. We were talking about how every radio show has the prep service. And we open it every morning and just see if there's anything good that we can talk about, anything we can riff on.
Anything you can riff on.
They add audio. You know, it's mostly stuff that we kind of just, you know, here's whose birthday it is.
Always great.
Here's what happened on this date and stuff like that. Stuff that you may be able to use in radio. And they have like a country music station or a section. But every single day I noticed, I'm like, every day there's a new Jelly Roll story.
This is a new segment. It's the Jelly Roll news.
I think in the Rindle Report, at least, if not in other spots on the show, every morning, if I see a Jelly Roll story,
we'll do it.
We're going to have to do it. I got two for you.
Two?
Two today.
Jelly Roll has been named the new head coach of the Cardinals.
I mean, would anybody notice the difference?
The first one is that Jelly Roll made the cover of Men's Health after his 275-pound weight loss. At his peak, he was weighing 540 pounds.
Good God.
He's now gotten down to 265, says he lives in a dramatically different world. So he posed for the cover of Men's Health.
I can see that.
You have the cover.
I'm
going
to pull it up right now.
Congratulations to him. You know, has turned his life around in many ways and now helping his overall health by losing the weight.
It's great. That's a lot of, how many pounds was that? 200 and how much? 35?
What did I say? 240?
That's amazing. Now, that's definitely got some. He used some GLP-1.
He lost 275.
Right? 270. Wow. Yeah, that's GLP-1. Good for him, though, man. It would have killed him. Would have killed him, that weight.
Now he's very similar in weight to yourself.
No, he's not.
Is he not?
How much does he weigh?
He currently weighs. Got it down to 265.
Yeah, not even
close.
What are you talking about?
Getting closer.
I'm 224 pounds. I'm 6'1". He's getting close to your weight. What?
Well, I mean, you've always said, you know, the similarities between you two.
He said he's not using a Come on, what is he doing?
SDFatLoss.com, maybe.
Potentially.
It works. It does.
Man. I knew he was an industry plant, but I didn't know he was an actual robot.
And what else was Jelly Roll
that
up
was
to?
His first story. The second story just says it's got some audio attached.
Oh, good.
Jelly Roll hilariously narrated the chaos at his farm when his cows got loose.
Oh.
Says here, a couple of Jelly Roll's cows got loose on his farm, so naturally he filmed and narrated the whole endeavor.
Damn, my cows got out. Look at that. Look at my cows running.
The prep service will give us clean content here because I haven't even heard it.
Oh, God.
Here it is.
I won't.
Jelly Roll and his.
Polly, get the dump button.
Cows.
Crunch has gotten out. Watching Chai try to rope her back in. Oh, that's a bull, baby. Crunch is like, no, I'm not going in there. We're going to get a little fight. I didn't expect this. Oh, here comes some more. Look. Oh, he's getting cornered. We're cornering a cow. Baby, this cow is fast, dude. Run, S'more, run.
And that's your prep service
Jelly Roll
update of the day.
Now, if Kevin Harlan had been narrating that, I would have been all in.
Even then, I would have been over it. Can I just say in 2026, I'm over Kevin Harlan's bit. I'm tired of it.
So Jelly Roll makes Men's Health, and Sam Levitt makes People magazine over the break.
Unbelievable.
How about that?
Crazy.
Sammy Levitt taking his internet stardom to new heights during the Christmas holiday. And he is everywhere now. You cannot escape Sammy on social media.
You just
can't. Good or bad.
It's incredible. Everywhere. He's incredible. Where is he now? He's out of the country?
I think he's taking some time off. But I don't know. I just saw a new post yesterday of a day in the life of a single 30-something.
Where am I going? Watch me pack.
Am I going to Austin, New York, Florida?
I love Sammy so much.
I do have to guess every time I see
him. Every time I see him, I'm like, where is he going now?
He's unlocked the secret to engaging social media content. I've got to know where Sammy is going. Where is Sammy heading at the airport?
Jocelyn said, did you see his...
He packed his bag. I watched it.
Did you see his reel about being a single man in his 30s? Yeah, it looked delightful, is what
he did. His laundry.
Like.
Yep. I watched it. He made tea. I watched it. I don't know
why. The whole
thing. I can't not watch Sammy's video.
Here's me dipping my feet into a cold plunge. All right, I'm in. Show me. If I did it, I don't think I could pull it off, but Sammy can do it.
I watch every single video. I stop and I go, okay, I got to watch this. He stands on the beach looking out to the sea.
Forlorn out at the sea.
I watch it.
He's unbelievable.
He probably put out, I don't know, 20 different videos, reels of his voice doing, and with that, the 2025 season. But I noticed he got really got dramatic in some of them, very serious.
He's he would be like, and with that, the 2025 season comes to a close. Oh, and then he'll be like, and with that, and then the next one, and with that. He's really mixed it up. It's got to be a burden on him.
I mean, there's so much work to those videos
because
there's so many different angles. I mean, we went to Tacos El Gordo and we saw Sammy do it. I had to watch that one.
And
I cannot
that.
Stop watching Sammy Leavitt videos.
KG Elephant, good bit. Well, you should do an average Saturday night as a married man with kids. I mean, I couldn't do it because the technical.
Well, the kids would knock over the cameras.
Paulie would have to come over and shoot it.
And with that, the 2025 season comes to an end. Good night.
So dramatic.
Who were the celebs that he had this year?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. Wow.
I mean, come on, dude. Doesn't get any better than that.
And with that, the 2021 season, and with that, the 2022 season, and with that, the 2023 season, and with that, the 2024 season, and with that, the 2025 season comes to an end.
Him at Sunset Cliffs there in the background.
Yeah, seagull flying by. He's incredible. Adam is so
and with that,
happy because of all the content that he does.
The 2025 season.
How many times do you think he said it in the year 25?
400,000.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane.
I mean, think of all the takes that didn't make the videos.
I know. Oh my god, I would love to hear his out. And with
three,
and with
two,
that,
one,
and with that, and with it. No,
stupid
idiot. Slaps himself. Idiot.
Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Reese Witherspoon used it. Come on. Hope he makes bank from those.
Hope he finds the love of his life at some point.
You'd think some beautiful girl out there is like, I got a chance to date the Ann with that
guy.
Yeah. I could get in on the videos. Like, I mean, there's
single
clout.
Women in San Diego listening right now.
There's
you guys know he lives here.
There's clout chasers out there everywhere. Like, throw my man Sammy a bone. All right? Literally. Sorry.
All right, the NFL playoff matchups are set. We can talk a little more football coming up. Last couple of segments of Ben and Woods next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
And with that?
With that, though, a new year of Prize Picks, your daily spot for fantasy sports. I've been doing it for a couple of years now. Absolutely love it. Won a pick. Was playing with my son, actually, with some basketball picks over the break. And you can win real money just by watching sports. Very easy to do with Prize Picks. You're just picking against the numbers, more or less, on stat projections, whether it's the football playoffs, the college football playoffs, daily pro basketball, daily college basketball. It's fun. It's easy. It's simple to do. You can set big lineups with up to 6 players and try to win big. You can set a small lineup with just 2 or 3 players, go for the smaller winnings. They stack up pretty quickly, though. I've noticed that. You go with those smaller winnings, 2 or 3 of those, and all of a sudden you look and your account has grown exponentially. Join millions of users and sign up for America's number one sports picks app by downloading the Prize Picks app today and using the code KWFN to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code KWFN to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. You can get in on the action in so many different ways. It's Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Broadcasting live from the Bill House Studios, we know how. It's Ben and Woods wrapping up the first show of 2026. Wildcard matchups are now set in the NFL. We already talked about the best game of the week. That was the Sunday night winner take-all matchup in the AFC North with the Steelers holding on for the 26-24 win. Back-and-forth game at the end. Missed field goal by Tyler Loop as time expires. Ugh. Ends the Ravens' season. Pushes Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers into a wild card matchup in the first round against the Houston Texans. That'll be the Monday night game a week from tonight.
Okay.
On ABC ESPN. Texans, I think, finished with the number one defense in football. It was between them and the Broncos. Came down to like the last first down, I think, in the Broncos-Chargers game. The Broncos did clinch the number one seed in the AFC with their 19-3 win over the Chargers, who did not play Justin Herbert in the final game to keep him healthy. The Chargers fell to the number seven seed, which means they will open the playoffs on the road against the New England Patriots, the number two seed. I think one of the more intriguing matchups, Woods, that's the Sunday night game, 5 o'clock on NBC. Patriots had a great season, but a lot of people still aren't sure if they're for real. Despite 14 wins, they had such a weak schedule, and almost all of those wins coming against losing teams, there's still a thought that they will be exposed once they have to go up against, obviously, playoff teams every week.
Yeah.
With the playoffs rolling around.
I wish I had some killer insight for you. I don't. All I know is it's really hard to win in the NFL. It's hard to win 14 games in the NFL. But the Chargers, if healthy, Ben, can absolutely win that game.
I would think
they
so.
Can absolutely win that game.
And as the seventh seed, if they won because they reseed, then they would go back to Denver for the next round and play a rested Broncos team. But, you know, I mean, that's a... that's a matchup that they can win as well. I mean, if you're a Chargers fan, it's not the worst pathway to advance. I, of course, will be hoping they lose to the Patriots in the first round of the playoffs because I don't want to see them celebrate a Super Bowl title in Los Angeles. So I'll be cheering for the Pats in that game. The other AFC matchup is the Bills, who are the sixth seed after beating the Jets yesterday. And they will be playing, I think, the dark horse here in the AFC playoffs.
That is the Jacksonville Jaguars, who I think fairly quietly have shown in the second half of the season that they are one of the best teams in football.
Crazy, man. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Duval. Yeah. Liam Cohen.
He's
has,
been amazing.
Duval. Everyone talks about the Patriots turnaround. Well, the Jacksonville Jaguars turnaround under Liam Cohen in this first season is almost as impressive, maybe even more impressive in some ways. And Trevor Lawrence is a good quarterback.
Duval.
He has never had a great stable of wide receivers. He has led, like, the league in the most drop passes the last few years. They just, like, I don't know if it's how he throws the ball or just he hasn't had the greatest of receivers, but they have been playing well. They clinched the title. They demolished the Chargers a few weeks ago. And to me, they're kind of the sneaky team that when they're playing the Super Bowl, everyone goes, how did the Jaguars get here? Like, well, I mean, who do you definitely think is going to beat the Jaguars in the playoffs? Because I don't know that I trust any of the other teams in the AFC. The Bills' defense is weak. The Texans' offense is weak. The Steelers just all around aren't that great of a team. And I think the Broncos and Patriots are both good, but have some big question marks.
Very few, those two teams in particular, the Broncos and the Patriots, they still have that thing where everyone is going,
Bo Nix,
really? You know, so
there's only a couple of teams in the playoff field in general, AFC and NFC, I can't really argue one way or the other.
I think I look at the Rams and I go, God, they're well coached. They're fast. They are physical. I think the Rams can win the Super Bowl. I hope it doesn't happen.
I mean, just
I don't need LA to become the city of champions again.
Let's just go down the line. I'll read off the team name in the playoffs. You tell me if you can see a world where they win the Super Bowl or not. The Broncos.
Yeah.
No.
No.
The number one seed. You don't even see a world in which they win?
What did I just say?
I mean, I see a world in which they win.
There's a world in which all of these teams.
No,
there's a world in which
some teams
that
I think have no chance.
Is there a world in which Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers won the Super Bowl?
I don't think so.
Texans?
No.
I don't think so. The Jaguars?
Yes.
Okay. The Bills? Yes. The sixth seed?
Yes. What? Maybe there's just because of Josh Allen. They're not that good of a team, though.
But it's still the Bills.
Okay, I'll give them a yes with Josh Allen.
The Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 7 seed Chargers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Give him protection and they can win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, I mean they're good enough.
NFC number 1 seed, the Seahawks.
Yeah.
The 2 seed, the Bears.
Yeah.
Yes.
The 3 seed, the Eagles.
Yes.
Yeah.
The 4th seed Panthers.
No.
The 5th seeded Rams.
Yes.
Yes.
And the 6th seeded 49ers.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
right.
The 7th seeded Packers.
No.
No.
Well, maybe?
Maybe. Maybe.
Could get hot and go on a run.
Seahawks, obviously, the defense looked great on Saturday. They clinched the number one seed with the 13-3 win over the 49ers. That dropped San Francisco to the 6th seed. I don't know if they're for real. I was playing golf with my buddy Matt Ginnell. He's a big 49ers fan, and he goes, I think they're kind of frauds. But the Eagles haven't been world beaters. That's their matchup in the first round. That's Sunday afternoon
on
Fox.
It's more like, can you not see a world in which Christian McCaffrey gets hot for four games, goes off, and they went, we're back in the Super Bowl?
When you say Packers and maybe, I certainly think they could beat the Bears in their first playoff game. That's the first, that's the Saturday night game on Prime, is 7-2. But
I
don't think
the
Bears.
Eagles or Niners?
I think they could. That's why they have to give them a maybe. If they played the Eagles or the Niners, I think the Packers could win that game. All of a sudden, they're in the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're favorites, but they're not incapable of winning those games.
Trying to see what the biggest spread
is. I think
here.
The Rams are going to be big favorites on the road against the Panthers. And
no,
they're
at home.
They're at home.
They're at home.
No, they have to play at the Panthers. Panthers are the 4 seed.
Rams are at home.
No, they're not. Promise you.
Wait a minute.
Panthers are at home.
Oh, yeah.
Panthers
Rams.
They just.
Yeah.
Right. They
if you're the wild card,
the
you have to play on the road.
It.
So
right.
the Panthers are the underdogs, but they are at home. And then the Rams win. They might have to go to Seattle for the next game. That's a tough one. The rematch of the game they should have won, remember, a couple of weeks ago, let get away at the end. But that'll be the biggest game in the playoffs again. I think that Rams Seahawks rematch.
I'm going to go Chargers Rams for the Super Bowl.
LA, playing in San Francisco or in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
Wait, I think I saw, I was like scrolling through Instagram and I saw a reel of this kid and he put together, he goes, I do this every year. I try to find super low chances but potential conflicts of schedules. Like if the Jets and the Giants back when they shared a stadium, like if they both hosted AFC NFC championship. And he was like doing it again for the SoFi Stadium for the Rams and the Chargers.
Well, the Chargers can't host any game because they're the 7 seed, so.
They did. Okay. Yeah. This was before, so that was before the final playoff seedings.
Yeah, before they fell. Lost.
Yeah, that's right. Because there was a time where it's like, what would happen if the AFC and NFC championships
are both the same
both
day
on
in the same stadium? But
were Rams and Chargers.
Because the Chargers dropped to the seventh seed, that's no longer a possibility. Okay. But it was. You're absolutely right. It was a potential.
What would they do? Do you move
probably
the game?
Do one on Saturday and one on Sunday, I guess.
9 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Clear everybody out. Yeah.
I don't know
field,
that the NFL even
in.
Can move like television schedules like that.
I don't know.
Close.
Maybe not. I don't know. That would have been a problem, but they don't have to worry about it now. So, but right. I mean, you said really Chargers Rams, huh? I mean, it's not the worst. I'll go Jaguars Seahawks.
Oh, okay. I like that too.
In the Super Bowl.
We're all going to be wrong. You know that.
Oh, of course. This is the hardest NFL playoffs, I think, ever to prognosticate.
I don't know how people bet on these games. I really don't.
No chance.
There's just no, it's save your money out there.
I'll get weird. I'll go a couple of two seeds, I guess. Not that weird, but Patriots-Bears.
Okay. I mean, I think all of our picks are just as legitimate as, and we have none of the same teams because it's that wide open this year in the NFL playoffs.
Go to break. Cause I have to
all right, we'll come back. Woods will go to the bathroom. We'll wrap things up. Final segment of the first show of Ben and Woods coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
First show, Ben and Woods 2026, almost in the books. First guest tomorrow will be Craig Elston. Will join us for the first time on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
Got a question for you. I was looking at the rundown that Paulie put out this morning. Today is National Thank God It's Monday Day, which is not something you...
Has anyone ever really done hear. That?
Is it because of why I think it is?
Kids go back to school, at least not yours, but most of them, and you got through the holidays and you're ready to go back to
work. First Monday of 2026? Yeah.
I was kind of excited to be here today.
I could barely sleep last night. It was the big first day of school vibes, as I said early in the show. They did the thing this year. My youngest went back today because he's in preschool. So he went back this morning. My oldest starts back tomorrow. 2 weeks off and then a day. And I asked my wife about it and she ripped my throat out. I go, what are we doing here? She goes, well, the teachers need a day to plan. I go, what was the last 2 weeks for? And she ripped my head off. She goes, they're on vacation. I go, I'm on vacation. I had to do some work. Paulie had to do some work. You had to do some work. The teachers can't He's in second grade. What are you planning? What are you really planning? I love teachers. You know I love teachers.
I know
teachers.
You love teachers.
But I didn't understand this. 2 weeks off. What's this extra day?
I think ultimately they'll end up with the same number of days.
I don't care about that. I care about after these 2 weeks off.
You just wanted to get
one
back.
One more day.
Just get back, please.
Just
get back.
One more
We're
day.
All back. Someone else get back.
I love teachers, K-Laws. You know that. I give to support their classrooms. But man, that extra day. Something. What is everybody else on the planet starting back to work today? Like, we'll just do one more.
You can open up a dialogue with your teachers because it's also National Day of Dialogue.
I don't think I'm opening up a dialogue now and it's not going well for me.
It's also Carver Day. Good for carving guy.
Teachers put in so much unpaid. I know they do. And bless you for taking these demon seeds of ours.
Right.
So I understand. Why not just take 3 weeks off then? Would it be 3 weeks in a day?
Wouldn't you rather have this day off later?
I don't even know what you mean.
I mean, you work the same number of days. Ultimately, there's the same number of school days in the year, whether they come on
and I get it,
day or another day.
But not everybody.
They're going to add up to the same number.
Not everybody has a radio host father that works mornings and a real estate mother that makes their own schedule. Not everybody has that. So today, it's tough. After 2 weeks together in the house of... You know, yeah, I got it. Whatever you want to do, let's go. Yeah, sure. Let's 2 weeks is a long time. It's a long time for them to be out of school. The extra day was a 96 to the ribs. It really was. It really was, man.
But tomorrow they'll be back.
Tomorrow they'll be back. So today, that's why today is thank God it's Monday day. Because I got to get out of there this morning. I got to get out. I could come to work back in the routine, back on the grind, as it were. But I think, you know, it's tough. It's tough. I know teachers have a hard job. Enjoy your summer off.
Speaking of a hard job.
Dang.
I will
hate teachers.
I love teachers.
Speaking of a hard job and big shoes to fill, we'll get to that right after our last check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Mentioned earlier while we were talking about the Aztecs' dramatic triple overtime win against Boise State on Saturday night that while Paulie and I were watching that game, you were watching the San Diego Seals.
I was.
And for the second straight time since you have now left, they're now 0-2 at home.
They're 0-2 at home. I'm super bummed for them. They didn't play well.
Togerson on the hot seat?
I don't think so. I think that I don't know how much blame you can put in the PA. I certainly wasn't going to take any blame if they lost.
Fair enough. The credit, just not the blame.
I'd love to take the credit. Man, Woodsy, you got the crowd fired up. They fed off of you. Sure.
You want to think it a little bit.
Of course you do.
But obviously, you know, most of it goes on the players and the coaches, and the PA announcer should have very little responsibility as the outcome of the actual game. But it's a hard start here for Derek, who, of course, we had on before the break as he was excited to take over and fill your big shoes at the Electric Factory, and now he hasn't even had a taste of a win yet.
Got to get that win, man. Yeah. It was a good game. I mean, they battled back and tied it up late. There was a really good fight. Really good fight. Eli Gobrecht beat the ever-loving crap out of a guy and threw him to the ground, and it was incredible. It was an incredible, but they lost.
But at the end, they go, you may have beat me in the fight, but we got the scoreboard at the end.
And they had
some of its luster.
The Roughnecks had not won a game to that point. So not only do you lose at home, and you get beat by a team that hadn't won a game yet. So it sucked all around, and they need to figure it out. But it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
What are we looking forward to here? Now it's 2026 has arrived. Big events, big happenings. I mean, we've got our Tier 1 trip to the Windy City that we're looking forward to. It's an Olympic, Winter Olympics year. They were advertising a ton on NBC that the Super Bowl and the Olympics are going to be on the same day. Like, they're going to have Olympics right into Super Bowl, right into Olympics. Does anyone care about the Olympics anymore?
The
WBC
Winter Olympics
is coming up in March. I know you're excited about
that. I'm elated for the WBC. I'm the only one on this program that's excited about the WBC, but I remain optimistic and fired
Cup
up.
World Cup this summer?
Yeah, World Cup this summer. I'll be more interested this year in the World Cup than I ever have been before. So that's good. I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, the Padres season is huge.
I mean, season two of SDFC begins later this week, I believe. They at least show up for
bananas
training camp, which is crazy.
You and me.
I know.
We were just at that game.
It was like a month ago.
I believe Friday is their report date, if I'm not mistaken.
There's no way.
They're back for season number two already.
You have your facts crossed. The lines are crossed here, but there's no... Because it was just...
They get a very, very short winter break before they have to get going again.
Just a week ago that you missed the turn for our parking, and we had to park 4,000 yards away from Snapdragon and walk through the mud to get to our seat.
It feels like it couldn't have been more than a couple of weeks ago. And yet, later this week, they will be back at practice at their Sharp Performance Healthcare Center for season number two of SDFC Soccer MLS Style.
I am telling you, man. I'm excited for all of that, dude. I really am. I'm elated for it. But obviously, baseball season is where it all comes together for me. So we'll grind through January, and then February comes. The end of spring training is always tough, but this year with the WBC, I feel like that takes a little bit of a load off. You know, you're actually seeing some real decent baseball at that time.
Yeah, well,
give
us stuff
players.
To talk about during the dog days of spring training.
That's right.
Kind of in the middle there.
Because I think, you know, you ask any player, they'll tell you spring training is way too long. It's way too long. They don't need it. We don't want it. It's way too long. And you feel it, too. You're on your 28th spring training Cactus League game. You're like, I couldn't care less. I don't care.
No, it's like Jesse and Tony. I feel for them.
Dying.
By the end, broadcasting games that don't really mean anything.
That's true.
But that's the toughest part. But this is also an important spring training with a new manager, Craig Stammen. You know, he's got to. I don't think he's making major changes, obviously, but you got to get settled in with a new manager, and that takes a little bit of time. So I think it's going to be big in terms of Craig Stammen. You know, getting a foothold and getting established and taking over a new team is definitely going to be a big part of the story coming up next month and in March.
And we didn't get to how are your resolutions going so far?
I didn't make any resolutions.
Neither did you, Paulie.
No.
What did you make?
I made a ton. Are you kidding? I wrote my goals down there at home. I can bring them tomorrow if you want. Okay. You didn't write down any goals? Or...
I mean, I'm always, you know, want to be a better person, better husband, better colleague, you know.
I just want to survive to tomorrow.
There's a little bit of that as well. I don't think it's a bad thing to just kind of take a step back and you go, you know what? Just look around the world. You're like, I'm just going to go day by day.
Yeah, but it's also
I got
not a,
today. Let's get to tomorrow.
Ben was. I said it like before we went to
better haircut is my New Year's resolution.
There you go. Look less like Mao Zedong in 2026. It should be on. You should write it down on your vision board, man. It doesn't hurt to write that stuff down. I remember we sat in here, Paulie and I go. I was looking at my like app, my calorie tracker, whatever, my steps counter. I go, I cannot hit my steps every day. I'm working out every day, but I can't hit my 10,000 steps. Ben goes, that's really, a goal is just a goal. I mean, if you don't hit it, who cares? I'm like, I care. That's why, like, do you?
Yeah, but if you went 9,700 steps.
Did I hit 10?
But if you went 10,100, is that really going to change your life, those 400
steps? No, but it's
steps. You did your steps, you just didn't quite get to your
what
goal.
What are you talking about?
You're like, okay.
Do you not believe in hitting goals?
If you
goals?
Just sat on the couch all day, yeah, feel bad about yourself. But if you walked all day and you look at the end and it says 9,920, don't feel bad about yourself. You went out around, you moved, you got steps in. You don't have to have exactly 10,000. That's a made-up number.
That's the goal that I was trying to hit.
It's a made-up number.
It's a goal.
Just your goal is to be active. And
no, my goal is to get 10,000 steps. I didn't get it.
See,
he's like, no, it's fine.
All right, we'll come back. Show number two tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. That's it for us. For executive producer Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Monday. See you on TV later today on Channel 10. All of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.